I'm Brad Klein, WLVR News. Last week, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf announced that all non-life-sustaining businesses were to close their physical locations. It was among the most severe statewide decrees in the country. Enforcement begins this morning. Over the weekend, I visited Aykroyd Hardware in Bethlehem to see if they would be remaining open. Aykroyd is the kind of independent neighborhood hardware store that's become less common these days, the kind of place where the owner might greet a familiar customer as they walk through the door.
Peter McAlay, owner of Aykroyd Hardware in Bethlehem, retail hardware, been around for 66 years.
The business was started by his grandfather, Arthur Aykroyd, who bought it from Gordon Payro, who later became mayor of Bethlehem. Peter took over in 1985 and has been running it since. He's permitted to stay open since he supplies essential trades like plumbing and electric, and he says business is brisk but calm.
I really don't see anybody panicking. Since people are being caught at home, they're looking at fixing up their house, whether it's painting or maybe getting on to that remodel project they've been pushing off for a couple years now.
The store is stocked with everything from drywall screws to power tools to housewares, a few items like N95 dust masks and some cleaning products are sold out.
When we did get, say, like the N95 mask, we notified county emergency management and left them know. And then they told the certain rescue stations and everything that, hey, go to Aykroyd's, because some of the rescue stations didn't even have any on hand.
He plans to remain open as long as there's demand and says that customers seem to appreciate that. Other businesses permitted to remain open include drugstores, groceries, and auto repair shops. Brad Klein, WLVR News.